At the Board of Regents meeting yesterday, UWM Chancellor Mark Mone says the school is likely facing $24 million in cuts each year of the biennial budget. That's on top of continuous cuts from previous budgets. Mone says the campus may eliminate 200 to 300 jobs.
We've cut already so much in the administrative ranks trying to really protect students and research that the types of cuts that we'd be looking at now would be in terms of a lot of the student support.
Mone says unless the budget cuts are reduced, UWM may have to use more adjunct faculty, increase class sizes, and graduation time could be impacted. Chancellors at UW-Stevens Point, Whitewater, Stout, and Madison have also calculated how many jobs they may have to eliminate. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. UW-River Falls Chancellor Dean Van Gallen says if the budget cuts stay at their current level, there's no way to avoid layoffs. He says they'll try to minimize the impact to students, which leads them to looking at administrative and support positions.
Financial aid, human resources, police, these are the other administrative areas that you have to start doing some pretty significant changes to. And I think there's an element of adding risk in some cases, difficulty in terms of compliance with Department of Education standards, with the NCAA.
UW-Stout could lose 50 to 90 positions, UW-Milwaukee 200 to 300 jobs. UW-Stevens Point may have to eliminate 115 positions, half of which are currently filled. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.